Hello everyone.
Hi, I'm the Big Blue.
I'm Princess.
And this is take two
of our introduction of a new podcast called Princess and the Big Blue Podcast. We're calling it, well, obviously it's a podcast. We're calling it specifically Princess and the Big Blue Podcast because we had Princess and the Big Blue radio show before. We used to have a weekly radio show on Radio Free Tanqua and on Shining Fire. To Africa Burn / Burning Man related radios, but that's just some background. The radio show was about music and just random chit chat. We unfortunately can't play music on this podcast because of copyright reasons, but we will talk about why copyright sucks and why we think copyright is wrong. And yeah, other related things. Maybe you wanna?
Yes. Demi, Princess, and I were, when I met Princess, he introduced me to anarchism. And over the years, we've chatted from time to time about anarchism and the practical implications of anarchism in day to day life. And because questions keep coming up, I thought that maybe some other people might be interested in like delving into the subject a little bit further, and yeah, it's just really engaging in conversation around what anarchism actually is, because I think it has a lot of like bad rep.
It does.
The more I learn about it, the more I realize that it's a very practical way of living, yeah. But earlier on the previous take, Demi had mentioned the word politics, but for me, like, I guess anarchism is like anti-politics in a way. It's just a way of like organizing communities so that they can take care of themselves and that they don't need somebody else to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
And it's basically believing in the intrinsic good of people, I guess. So anyway, we'll delve into this and
lots more.
Yes. I have so many questions that keep coming up. Especially, like as I said, like how to implement or how anarchism can be implemented on a day-to-day basis. But I think we also want to talk about some other stuff, hey?
Yeah, I think in the radio show, I mean, sometimes we just would play music because we didn't feel like talking, but other times we were talking and then we felt like we couldn't really delve into a topic deep enough because it was a radio show and we don't want to be talking for an hour. So I think even then there was some ideas for a podcast. I feel like, yeah, anarchism is definitely like an underlying theme because it's basically what, since I've learned I was an anarchist, it's not like I've become an anarchist at some point in my life, I just realized I was an anarchist. I think it's since, like, it's guided most of my thinking of how the world works, or I had the same ideas before, but like now they fit into the framework for me of anarchism. But it's not only going to be about anarchism, or maybe it will be, because anarchism for me is like about everything, even bicycles or sailing or copyright, as we were talking about, or so many things all to me are related to anarchism. And as Big Blue was saying, it does have a bad rap, and I think the thing is, like, once I understood what anarchism is, I understood that this is what actually totally makes sense and what actually is what I've always believed in. I just didn't know it was anarchism because, yeah, anarchism is like, well, chaos and violence, or that's at least what people want you to believe. Not all people, but like powers that be, shall we say. Anyway, we'll delve into that much more. I think probably episode 1 will be about anarchism and just explaining the basics of it, and then after that we'll see what we talk about. We right now are on a sailboat and we're actually, well, traveling by sail. We've got another podcast about that, which is Sailing Tropical Dawn. So some things will be inspired by places we go and people we meet, but we'll also talk just about other things. Politics, philosophy, current affairs, things that upset us, things that make us happy. I mean, that's at least for me. I don't know, for you.
Yeah, and I think just also, like, the thing that I think keeps coming up is, like, this contrast we are constantly noticing that there's like this contrast between like the our people or people that are the same as us or have the same way of thinking,
Yeah.
and the people that we are meeting, and how like contrary to maybe what we how like strongly we used to think in the past about if somebody doesn't really have the same values that I do, that they are like, I don't want to say a bad person.
Well, it's probably what I've we've had some discussions about that, because I've had it when we meet people and they, for instance, say they've been reading this book or listening to this podcast by this author and he's got interesting things to say, and I think he's a fascist. Then it's like, well, basically, then you're a fascist. Or not, maybe not as bad, but like basically, then I'll put you in a certain category
I
and
think it's normal. I think most people do that. You put people into a category, into a box. I mean, we organize things according to our perception of how the world works.
Yeah, but I think I've come to realize, at least maybe through traveling or maybe just by getting older and wiser, that like it's very limiting to just discredit certain people or not interact with them in the way you would with other people just because some things they say or think. Because I mean, yeah, I guess that's part of it. And I guess it's just like, yeah, sharing the ideas we have, because I feel like they're worthwhile ideas. I guess it's things that I've learned because I'm interested in them, and like, yeah, I feel like other people might find them interesting as well. So yeah, even if you, or maybe especially if you think anarchism is just wrong or does not make sense, then this might be a podcast for you.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a lot of people put there's like a couple of, well, the first word that comes to mind, anarchism, but I feel like it gets put into the same box as like atheism.
Oh wow, that could be another very interesting theme, because we've had some interesting discussions about atheism also, Big Blue and myself. So yeah.
Yeah, there will. I think there'll be a lot to unpack, and
Yeah.
we'll probably have to, because contrary to our usual way of doing things, we don't normally plan. But I think we'll have to put a little bit of homework in, see,
Well, yeah.
just a little bit of
Yeah.
to see.
So that we don't forget things that we think are important. It will be pretty unplanned still, because that's just how we do
We are,
things.
yeah.
So it also won't be on a set date or set, like, we don't know how often we'll update this podcast. It'll be when we feel inspired to do so and when we actually have the possibility to upload it, when we have like somewhere where there's internet. So yeah, if this sounds interesting to you, or if this upsets you very much and we want to tell us why we're wrong, then please like subscribe to this podcast. This is just the introduction. Our first episode should come out quite soon, but yeah, just bookmark it, subscribe, or do whatever you need to do to find out when our first episode comes out. And then yeah, like with our other podcast, we'd also just love to hear feedback from people. So we'll put our contact details in the show notes, so you can get in touch with us. And any questions or remarks or complaints you have, you can send them, and we'll
We'll
definitely.
the executive producer will
Yeah. No, I
which
mean,
is
one.
us.
Yes, exactly. No, it'll be nice to hear what people think, and especially people who have like actually radically other different ideas than we do, because yeah, that's what makes conversations interesting.
Yeah, it really is meant to be a conversation. Because that's what it is with us. Like we're
Yeah.
engaging in a conversation where some of our ideas might be slightly different to each other's,
Yeah.
and just finding
Like about
like
atheism.
atheism, for example.
You were pretty shocked when you found out I was an atheist.
It still makes me like just the word makes me uncomfortable.
Well, when I call myself an atheist, because it didn't change who I was, but obviously when you realize I call myself an atheist, I remember you being,
uncomfortable. But it's not like that I'm a religious person. So we'll probably discuss it more when we get to that point. But it's a discussion. It's a conversation.
Conversation.
So.
And we've got our ideas, but you hopefully have your own ideas too.
Yeah.
Please feel free to get in touch with us. And hopefully soon we'll have our first episode, which I would assume will be about anarchism, because that was kind of the inspiration, and I feel like there's so much to unpack. Probably, like, I would assume maybe half of our episodes might be related to anarchism very directly, but, there's a lot, I feel like there's so much I feel I'd love to talk about. So, keep an eye on this podcast to know when the next episode or the first episode will be out. And that's it for today.
Bye.
Bye.